Creation Creation is a remount of Windmill Theatre's production, which premiered in 2021 Dream Big Children's Festival. It's about life's biggest mysteries. The story, in documentary theatre style, is based on interviews with members of the South Australian community, aged between 8 and 102 years old. Documentary theatre refers to theatre-making processes that draw from real events, people and places in the world around us. Over a six-month period, Roslyn Odes, the writer, interviewed and recorded the responses to questions from 50 people of all ages living in Adelaide. The starting question was, what great mystery would you like an answer to? Roslyn collected over 35 hours of audio interview recordings. From there, she edited together an audio script using these questions and their respective answers to explore the big mysteries of life. Two courageous actor-stroke-creators, Jim and Fleur, step onto the stage and attempt to unravel these mysteries and questions, such as, how did the world begin? What does dying feel like? And what will life on Earth be like in 1,000 years? Using the objects and materials they have at their disposal, the actors explore the answers to the curious questions in an explosion of art, sculpture and puppetry. It's a creation about creation. Set description. The set is a completely white stage or playing area consisting of a white floor and white walls. It looks like a large blank canvas. During the show, we visit many different worlds. A series of 3.5 meter high 2D panels form an irregular back wall. In the centre is a perfectly circular hole cut out with a white flap covering it. Lots of things come out of this hole. For example, a large black eyeball pops out. The eyeball is made from a physio ball with a white circle and black pupil painted on it. This circular hole is also essential for other uses, such as the black hole later in the work. 3/4 of the way up the wall, further to our left, is a roughly cut out heart shape. Cardboard 2D faces appear in this heart, as well as a shaft of gold light which beams through the shape, caught in the swirling haze. Two equally tall white panels sit on either side of the space just in front and bookend the wall. Otherwise known as flats in theatre language, these create a corridor to exit and enter the playing space. High up, at the top of the flat on our left, is Dan's circle and his projected image. Resting against the back wall are various 2D cut-out white cardboard shapes, all of which are different sizes, for example, a large oval, a rectangle, and other irregular shapes. To the far left in front of the flat is a white barrel-shaped stool, a white waist-height cardboard semicircle standing on the white floor, and it has a white furry blanket draped over the portion of it. To the far right is a tall white ladder leaning upright against the white flat. On the floor is a white box of objects along with various white as yet unrecognisable 2D and 3D shapes. Over the course of the show, Jim and Fleur play with these large cardboard shapes to become animals, objects or other uses. They do this by adding things to them. For example, a thin 3D triangular prism as tall as a human with an opening at head height is turned into the trunk of an apple tree, then transformed into a rocket ship, and Jim's head pokes through the porthole as he flies around the playing area. Later, the same 3D shape becomes a watering can. Sometimes Jim and Fleur may simply turn a white cardboard shape around to face us, to create a new image. For example, a large white flower-shaped piece with a hole in the middle, when turned around and attached to the top of a tree trunk, becomes an apple tree with green leaves and foliage and big red dots for apples. The cardboard semicircle, which lives far left, when turned around has roughly painted rings of colour resembling a rainbow. Another semicircle on our right side, camouflaged against the white wall, becomes a lady beetle with glowing orange eyes, a blue head and two antennae. A long 3 meter zigzag cutout becomes green blades of grass. A triangular cardboard shape with points on top represents a dog's face with big ears and markings. However, rotated 180 degrees, it becomes a penguin. A human-sized 2D egg on wheels cracks open. Using the bottom of the eggshell, Jim and Fleur create a mountain diorama, creating 15-centimeter-high blue cone trees and a red ribbon for a river. A smaller head-sized 2D egg becomes a face with movable eyes. Fleur uses a white cardboard 2D arrow as a pointer, which turns into a mobile phone and later becomes a rocket launcher. Throughout the duration of the show, we meet rough and hastily created plasticine people in yellow, red and blue, the size of an adult hand. A woolly mammoth made from a large piece of shaggy white fur. A plastic disc with movable black dot inside as a giant googly eye. A family of three triangle faces suspended on tall cardboard plinths. A 3D snail with blue plasticine body and a cream shell. And a unicorn made from a brown paper bag worn on Jim's head horizontally with a yellow paper cone for a horn. Also, a long red ribbon represents the river of blood, but transforms into a snake on a stick with big protruding eyes. At one point, Jim wears a white workman's hard hat to which he attaches at the back a black rubber drain plunger with a wooden handle sticking out like a sperm with a tail. After balancing on a barrel as a baby in the womb, he slips into a tube of white stretchy lycra fabric which sticks to his body. He enacts a baby struggling to be born. Planets are made from foam balls. A green ball represents the Earth. It splits into two hemispheres and we see the core of the Earth painted yellow inside. We venture into a black hole where black fabric pours out through the central circle in the back wall. The fabric is stretched out and attached to the front of the stage and tensioned to the ceiling by pulleys and ropes. Inside this black funnel-like opening, ultraviolet light is used to highlight white objects, iridescent in the blackness. Fleur's white jumpsuit, or spacesuit, is illuminated as she floats through the space. One of the interviewees is Ron. He's 102 years of age. Fleur has modelled the puppet using Ron's real-life facial features. Jim is a puppeteer and manipulates the puppet. Ron, the puppet, stands at waist height, about 1.5 metres. He has a round face made from blue plasticine, a bony bald head, sunken cheeks, deep creases around his mouth, sticky out ears and deep eye sockets, a large nose and a partially open mouth. The puppet's body is made from a square box and Ron has long neck and his head hangs forward. He has thin pieces of cardboard for arms and legs with hinge joints at the elbows and knees. His hands are made from blue plasticine and his feet are small blocks of red cardboard. The puppet has a walking stick and its feet are connected to Jim's feet, so when Jim shuffles forward, so does the puppet. Ron also has a bicycle made of cardboard with two large cardboard wheels. Toward the end of the show, Jim transforms into a robot and Fleur a cyborg, and a raging war begins. Fleur uses giant cardboard transformer arms. Her body shakes as she drills the ground. Cracks appear in the projection behind her. Jim dons two pieces of 3D cardboard shaped like curved delta wings on his arms. He wears shoeboxes on his feet and stomps around. Everything vibrates when he walks. Two large pieces of the set emerge out of the walls on wheels and move forward to form two war machines. Fleur sits atop an elephant-like shape on our right. It's projected with a metal opening for eyes and mouth. These shoot white arrows across to Jim. Jim's war machine on our left, in the shape of a giant boot, has projected hand-drawn metal tank images with rivets. The head of half-fish, half-crocodile image with rows of razor-sharp teeth. The head of a half-fish, half-crocodile image spews purple plumes of spiky balls from his mouth. Meanwhile, the projection behind them is a montage of shapes shot from both their machines. Splodges of coloured paint drip. Cracks appear in the ground, engulfed in explosions of orange fire and a deluge of smoke. Later, large white cockroaches scuttle across the walls, survivors of the battle. The final collection of props constructed by the children and adults connects many of the objects already used to create a giant watering can contraption. Each section is connected and, when activated, has a knock-on effect like a domino sequence. Many different lighting states signify and imply the character journey and or other worlds or realms. The sound effects are fast and furious. It's quite loud. And the performers could be in a silent movie. Sometimes you may hear them react with vocals, but generally they only use their facial gestures or physical gesture to convey their thoughts and feelings. There are two main characters in Creation of Creation. Their names are Jim and Fleur. Jim's full name is James Smith. He's about 35 years old and 5 feet 5 inches tall. With short brown hair, he has a cheeky grin. Fleur's full name is Fleur Annelise Noble. She's about the same age as Jim and about the same height. She has long, light brown hair with a dash of pink in it, twisted up into a loose bun sitting right on top of her head. She has big, blue, expressive eyes and wears large glasses with transparent baby pink frames. Both Jim and Fleur wear white, long-sleeve, full-length jumpsuits or hazmat suits, which are usually worn to prevent chemicals or paint from spilling on your clothes. These suits are made from polyester, are elasticized at the wrists and ankles, zipped up at the front with a hood at the back. They also have pockets at the back and front with various items in them for making and creating. They both wear white trainers with thick white rubber soles, which allow them to stomp and groove and move swiftly around the space. An audio recording track runs throughout the entire show. Both Jim and Fleur rarely speak. They respond physically to the audio track by creating images with artifacts and objects, using and reusing everything and anything available within their grasp. Dan is another character in the show. His full name is Dan Cleesby. He's 12 years old. Dan is the Auslan interpreter for the Creation Creation performance. He signs the spoken audio text for deaf people and people with partial hearing in the audience. Dan never appears live. His action is pre-recorded. Dan's projected image lives high up on the left side of the performance area in a cut-out circle for the whole show. When Dan is not signing, he watches the creators making. Dan has black, longish, curly hair pulled back into a ponytail. He wears a black top, black trousers, and black-rimmed glasses with no lenses. At one point, his outfit changes to a blue long-sleeve top, adding colour to his appearance. This coincides with the development of colour in the set and props. Two children, a young boy and a young girl, both around 10 years old, appear at the end of the show. They alternate the cast for each show. The children are Zoe and Gus and Savannah and Sid. The two children are dressed the same as the two creators, representing the child version of the two adults in white jumpsuits with the addition of black rim glasses for the girl. Cast and creatives. Jim, played by James Smith. Fleur, played by Fleur Elise Noble. Additional performers, the kids, are Zoe Coelho and Gus Weston, Savannah Gunn and Sid Ion. Event details. Event date and time, Saturday the 11th of May 2024 at 11 a.m. There will be a pre-show sensory tour at 10 a.m, 1 hour before the show commences. The running time is 50 minutes with no interval. The Space Theatre is the location of the event and it's accessible and guide dog friendly. Ticket information. Creation Creation is a seated general admission performance with audiences sitting in a seated bank in the Space Theatre. Each ticket holder has their own seat in the venue and the seating is unallocated. Audiences are able to pick their ideal vantage point on the day of performance upon entry into the venue. If you have any questions or accessibility requirements, please contact Windmill on 08 8210 87200. Access information. Accessible car parks are available in the Convention Centre, Riverbank Car Park and Festival Theatre Car Parks. A designated disability drop-off is also available 45 minutes before performances. To access the drop-off area, turn onto Festival Drive from King William Road, past the Festival Plaza car park entrance, and stay left, driving through the EOS Hotel visitor drop-off loop to arrive at the Dunstan Playhouse access drop-off. Accessible by public transport, the theatre is close to the train station and the free City Connector bus. Patrons using a wheelchair and those unable to manage the stairs can be seated in the balcony. Accessible toilets are near door 4 in the Space Theatre foyer. A bar cafe is located in the foyer closest to the Space Theatre entrance and is open 90 minutes before the performance. This document was produced by the audio describers for Creation Creation, Eliza Lovell and Carol Wellman Kelly. For more information about audio described events, contact Jude at Access to Arts. Email audio.describer@access2arts.org.au or phone 0884631689. This is the end of the audio described introduction.